Welcome back to the Snowflake SnowPro Advanced Architect Certification In-Depth Training Podcast. Today, we're diving into episode 44, where we delve deep into the pivotal topic of cross-region data sharing in Snowflake. I'm your host, Yaqub Abdul Hakim from Brightflux, and as a certified Snowflake user, I'm here to guide you through the nuances of this fundamental feature, ensuring you're fully equipped to pass your exam with flying colors. Let's unravel the complexities of cross-region data sharing in Snowflake together, starting with the basic principles. At its core, Snowflake enables seamless data sharing across different geographic regions, allowing organizations to share access to live, ready-to-query data without the hassle of traditional data copies or transfers. This approach not only boosts efficiency, but also enhances collaboration between departments, teams, and even distinct organizations worldwide. Now let's explore the technical aspects. To initiate cross-region sharing, you must understand how Snowflake organizes its data. In Snowflake, data is stored in databases, and databases are contained within Snowflake accounts. For cross-region sharing, both the provider and consumer accounts must be on Snowflake platforms, albeit in different regions. Additionally, both accounts need to be on platforms supported by Snowflake's global data replication and failover capabilities, ensuring data integrity and availability across borders. Moreover, cross-region sharing in Snowflake is facilitated through secure data sharing technology. This innovative feature allows providers to share specific objects like tables or views from their databases with consumer accounts. Interestingly, the shared data isn't physically copied or transferred between accounts. Instead, it's made accessible to consumers through secure views that reference the original datasets. This mechanism preserves live data's freshness and eliminates the cost and complexities associated with data replication. Furthermore, it's critical to understand the administrative and security implications. Administrators must configure sharing settings to specify which data objects are shared and with whom. Robust access control mechanisms, including roles and privileges, ensure that only authorized users within consumer accounts can access the shared data. This level of control helps maintain data governance and compliance standards across regions, which is particularly important for organizations handling sensitive or regulated data. Additionally, Snowflake provides mechanisms for monitoring and managing shared data, including usage tracking and performance metrics. This insight allows data providers to optimize shared resources and ensure efficient operations. Lastly, we cannot overlook the strategic implications of cross-region data sharing in Snowflake. By facilitating easy access to critical data across borders, organizations can enhance decision-making, foster innovation, and drive business growth on a global scale. However, embracing this capability requires a deep understanding of its technical, administrative, and strategic dimensions. As we wrap up today's episode, remember that mastering cross-region data sharing in Snowflake is not just about memorizing facts, it's about grasping the underlying principles and practical applications. By fully comprehending this topic, you're not only preparing for your Snowflake certification exam, but also equipping yourself with knowledge that's indispensable for any data-driven organization aiming to thrive in today's interconnected world. Thank you for joining me on this journey through cross-region data sharing in Snowflake. Stay tuned for more in-depth explorations designed to help you ace your Snowflake SnowPro Advanced Architect certification. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep innovating. This is Yaqub Abdul Hakim signing off.